أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير Sadaqallahul Azim. Continuing with our discussion on the ayah, Amana ar-Rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, the Rasul, Hazrat Muhammad ar-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has brought iman bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi, on whatever was revealed upon him by his Rabb. One was the Qur'an Sharif, and then one was the Wahi that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala directly also put into the heart of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by way of meaning, and then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed it in his own words, which we call the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not speak from his own desires, but whatever he said, it was wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And the believers had also brought iman in whatever was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. قُلُّنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. All of them, آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, have brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies once again to the iman of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the iman of all the sahaba that were present there, and then thereafter all the believers that have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we speak about iman billah, iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what it entails is this, that we believe in Allah, who is Allah, with all the qualities of Allah and the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique both in His being, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone in His being, and all the sifat and all the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are unique to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now when we speak about Allah, one needs to always remember that we can never say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is God, because God has plurals, this plurality. In other words, one God, many gods. But Allah is one. Then we will find, insofar as the word God is concerned, there is a diminutive godling, and there is no diminutive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we'll find the word God, there is a goddess. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no feminine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who is most worthy of us to recognize. Recognize, number one, the majesty and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah is fa'alul lima yureed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. There is no one who can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one that can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one that can make any suggestions to Allah. There is no one that can give any kind of mashura to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does things, the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the taqdeer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. In all of it, there is no other hand, there is no other force, there is no other might but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. So in the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to bring iman in that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does everything alone. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was never in need of the help of anyone, and nor is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to be in need of the help of anyone. So such is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you and I, when we speak about iman billah, then this is something that we have to work on a daily basis. On a daily basis, that quality of our iman needs to improve and it needs to increase. That quality of our iman in Allah subhanahu subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to always progress, and then we gain closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. How is this going to happen? Just one part of a hadith. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once sitting with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba, do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed scriptures to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So what it entails, what is the content and the subject matter of the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam? Sahaba, as usual, they responded, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by way of example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ibrahim, set aside a time in which you will invoke me and you will make dua to me and you will ask from me. And then in that hadith, one part of it is, O Ibrahim, contemplate about my greatness. Look at my greatness, look at the creation, look at my sifat, look at my qualities, and contemplate on my greatness, and then you will appreciate my greatness. So you and I also, from this portion of the hadith, our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related it, that we need to contemplate on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض. Here is an entire universe, an entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Contemplating on it, we will then appreciate the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have also written, to speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to speak to ourselves also about Allah ta'ala's greatness, and to speak and remind others about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only going to strengthen our iman in Allah. And then wa malaikatihi, all have brought iman in Allah, all have brought iman in the malaika of Allah, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the numbers they are countless, but this is a creation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created from noor. And one particular quality of the malaika is this, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون, that they are such a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not disobey whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them, and they fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's two parts to it. There is no disobedience, and one is fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insofar as the malaika and the angels are concerned, some of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given very specific duties that they will carry out. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, Hazrat Mikail alayhi salatu was salam, Malakul Maut, Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu was salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given them specific duties. Then we will find other malaika, their specific function and duty is this, to make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that on the skies we find that the malaika are making the dhikr and the tasbih of Allah, and they are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are making the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they are in so close proximity to each other, the distance between the little finger and the thumb, one's hand span, that is the distance between each of them. And if you have to get there, you will even hear the creaking of the skies because of the ibadat of these malaika. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these malaika for different purposes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them for different functions. So to bring iman in that also, and then wa kutubihi, and to bring iman in all the kitabs. So these are those who have brought iman in all the kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, and of course the Quran Sharif. Bring iman in all of that means that the way it was revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, all of that is haqq, all of that is the truth. It would have got abrogated also insofar as the subsidiary masail of the deen of these various anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, we may not practice upon it, we may not even know about it, but to bring iman in it is a compulsion upon each and every one of us. And then Allah says, wa rusuli, and then all the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, from Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu was salam right to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, without any exclusions, we bring iman in every Nabi, whether we know the names, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related about them in the Quran, whether Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about them or not. All of that is there, but we bring iman in all the anbiya, all the prophets, all the messengers that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down to mankind. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualifies this part, and Allah says, لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله, and we do not differentiate between anyone of the rasuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we will not exclude any Nabi, or we will not say that this person may have been a Nabi, but each one of them are Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to them. One important question that would arise over here, there are other aspects of our iman, the aspect of akhirat, the aspect of taqdeer, the aspect of life after death, all of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has excluded. Here when we look at these aspects of the imaniyat that Allah has spoken about, all of this has to do with the ahkam and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we studied the surah in the earlier parts, we will realize and understand with regards to the malaika, the Yahud would say, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to it, that they had an adawat, they had an enmity with they had an enmity against Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Their enmity was this, that they believed and they perceived that he brought the wahi to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and he was the cause of their difficulty. They did not want to practice upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They put the blame on Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. They perceived that they had a friendship with Hazrat Mikail alayhi salatu wassalam because he was involved, or he was in charge of sustenance. And now, because of that, they rejected the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُتُبِهِ أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. They own kitabs. They had accepted some part of it and they rejected some part of it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing towards the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Leave the particular kitab that was revealed upon us. We bring iman in all the kitabs, and we will not reject whatever Allah himself had sent down to the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa rusulihi, the Yahud did not accept Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam as a Nabi. They rejected our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a Nabi. But we are not such. We have brought iman in all the kitabs of Allah. We have brought iman in all the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And we do not differentiate in the slightest but with regards to the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues his praise for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that our Nabi had brought iman in the kitab that was revealed upon him, the Quran Sharif. And then obviously all the whole ummah has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa malaikatihi, and the malaika, wa kutubihi, and the kitabs of Allah ta'ala, wa rusulihi, and the rasuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do not differentiate between any one of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam insofar as they being a nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The important aspect is to live with the proper aqidah, the proper belief system, and that is most important in every era, but more importantly in this era, that our iman has to be right. In what we have to bring iman, we have to have knowledge of all of that, and of course we have to learn how to bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and all the aspects of imaniyat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.